You may not know the name Susanna Jungmannova, but there's a good chance you've seen her face. It appeared in great detail in the striking photorealist painting Susanna in Paris Studio, for which her artist boyfriend Hinek Martinets was a winner in the UK's National Portrait Awards in 2007. The pair now live in London, where Jungmannova runs a thriving Czech school that's become a real hub of the city's Czech community. When we met, I first asked her how she'd ended up in the UK capital.
It's quite an amazing story. After my study, I decided to open my eyes and to do different my lifestyle, my new future. And we moved with my boyfriend to Paris. And we lived there for 2.5 years. And it was amazing. We didn't have anything. I studied art and my boyfriend too. And that time, my boyfriend painted my portrait. And the portrait called Susanna in Paris Studio. And during this amazing process, he decided, okay, maybe it's time to apply for some good European award. And he really did it, and he won the prize, very important prize here in London.
That was in 2007, I was reading about
exactly, it. Exactly. And it was amazing time because all doors were open for us. And a lot of friends, a lot of new friends actually ask me and Hinek, what next? And maybe it's good time to move to London. And we said, oh, no way, because it's a very expensive city and we don't have anything and no any support from families. But by accident, Hinek met few very rich people and they helped us to live in London. And it was amazing because for first year we lived here for free because one friend supported us. This is a miracle.
When you arrived, was it after he had won? And was the portrait, which is an amazing portrait of you, very up close with sunglasses, was it still all over the place when you first came here?
Oh, yes. Yes. But after this amazing portrait, he started to paint the other one, like Susanna in London. And it's different view on my lifestyle because Paris was about the freedom and no any problems. And in London, we started to build up our careers and make some life better, you know, and also we were older. Maybe this is the main point. And this Susanna is different. It's more focused. It's the same techniques, actually. It's hyper-realistic paintings by acrylic. But my eyes are completely different, like really strong, maybe ambition woman.
I haven't seen the second one, but was it strange seeing yourself everywhere? Was it, for example, on posters in the tube, the first one?
Yeah, it was horrible, actually. Because during the exhibition on Nation Portrait Gallery 2007, my face was everywhere. And a lot of people recognized me, of course. And it was really strange. And I was talking myself quite often because it's quite really strange relationship with you, with your body and with some public, actually. And I had one really funny story. We were running in Hyde Park and somebody came to me and said, oh, I know you. I've seen your portrait in newspaper this morning. And I said, oh, my God. And I was completely red. And it was quite embarrassing to me. I didn't like that at all.
What's your main activity today?
Main activity today? I'm run actually Czech school, and this time before the Christmas it's quite busy because we had a very important event, Santa Nicola celebration, and also a lot of project finishing because it's like in the end of this year and we have the finishing everything and it's quite busy time. But I'm so happy because next year, I hope so, next year, will have a new chapter in my work and also for my school because we have new spaces. And I'm so proud of us.
Tell us about the development of the school from when it began to today. How has it changed and developed?
Oh, yeah, the beginning was amazing because I started with small group, just 10 children. And we normally visit the museum and the project called Living Museums, and also, of course, we've speaking Czech, but also we were talking about art and a lots of important things for kids. That it was beginning, but my activities were so successful. I was so surprised how miracle is this city, because this is possible just here, just in London. Because, for example, I've tried to organize the similar activities also in Paris, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't with the same energy. And yeah, and I met more people around me, and a lot of people support me, and also Czech Culture Center helped me a lot in the beginning. And we started first official classes during the Saturdays in Czech Center, but it was the different place compared to today. It was in Harley Street at the time. But it was just two groups, but we grew up.
You were telling me you have 200 kids, which is really remarkable.
Yeah.
What is their age range? And do many of them speak Czech also at home?
I think they try to speak mostly at home in Czech, but the problem is they are bilingual families, and sometimes the kids, you know, speaks fluently three languages, because it's mother language, father language, and the language for the country who born. The problem is sometimes it's about the families, because they have to decide it, which way is best for their kids. And it's sometimes problems because they don't know. And this is the time for me to explain them. It's really important to keep for your kids your mother language. And it's no problem for them to speak in the future fluently for all of them. And it was quite new, because a lot of parents, they were lost, actually, because they, you know, didn't know that. And then step by step, we try to build a better life for this small Czech language and Czech community. And the main important thing is we started with really small kids. We have four preschool groups, and these groups will grow up in all our system. And it's the best way, because they have the friends, they have the Czech friends, and they speak together Czech. And this is the main key to be success for second language.
What is it that the children find hardest about learning Czech?
I think the problem in Czech, yeah, it's the very often problem, is pronunciation, actually, and this ch and ž and ž, because they don't listen these specialities in language, and this is quite hard for them. But also part of my school, we have special speech therapist, and she helps my kids a lot during the teaching process.
Do they learn to write Czech, which is also very difficult?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We opened, I think it was 3 years ago, we opened a special year called Zero. It's between last preschool stage to first level. And it's quite danger point for kids, because they're writing and reading properly in English, but of course, no any words, very less words, and no any writing in Czech. And we decided to open this level for them to start writing and reading at the same time, you know, with the classical British system. And it's quite successful, actually. It means if they started first year, they fluently writing and reading in Czech, of course, like simply way, no complicated stuff, but they do, and they build it up more quickly to develop their Czech skills in the other years. It's very good decision, I think.
Your school also celebrates Czech holidays. You just celebrated Mikuláš. Yeah. How did you celebrate Mikuláš here in London?
Yeah, it's like, it's crazy, Evan, actually, because we have a lot of kids. It means if you have 200 kids plus their parents, it's like the Arsenal match. It's crazy, but I really love it. It's not just a celebration for kids. It's also a celebration for my team, for parents, for Czech tradition. And classically, we renting our lovely favorite church, St. Mary Magdalene. It's nearby to Holloway Road, and we have amazing relationship with people there, and it's quite really, really strong tradition. And we decorated the church, make some paper beautiful angels and everything, and also hot wine and lovely Czech food.
My final question is, what does the future hold for you and the Czech school without barriers?
I need the house. This is the very, very important step and main step for me. We really need house because we have huge library and lots of other activities, but we don't have space. And this is quite a problem for us with this huge community. And for the future, I really want to say, if I will be looking in my past and say, okay, I did this school and I made this amazing project, but it's important to say, okay, I gave it to them or to this lovely Czech community here in London, something more important. And if you have house with this kind of the lovely traditions, I think it's quite a rich present. And for future, I think this will be my present to Czech community in London.
Is it achievable, do you think? Do you think you can actually do it?
Everything is possible for me. Of course, yeah.